We're here on the first ever Independent Thinking podcast, and what better way to kick things off than by talking with Nationwide's chief member advocate, Mr. Tom Hickman.
Thank you for joining the family.
What, in your opinion, is sort of the most exciting thing that you're working on right now?
The most exciting thing for me is just introducing people to what we do and bringing them in the company and then watching what happens when you put really, really talented people together that understand a common purpose and a very noble purpose of serving independent retailers, and then, frankly, just watching.
If you're familiar with the Nationwide Marketing Group world and you know, organization, which if you're listening to this podcast, I imagine you probably are, that is certainly a voice that is recognizable and should be recognizable. You hear him at every primetime, deliver the opening keynote, but that's Mr. Tom Hickman, chief member advocate and president here at Nationwide Marketing Group. And this is the Independent Thinking Podcast. I appreciate you joining us for our first ever episode of the podcast. Rob Stott, host for this Independent Thinking Podcast, and really looking forward to diving into some really incredible stories and meeting incredible vendors and members and even the Nationwide staff, as we launch this podcast and dive into everything that is independent retailing and the Nationwide Marketing Group. So obviously, to tee things up, we wanted to talk with the man who's done a tremendous job forming and shaping this organization in his vision and really putting a mark on the independent channel, and crazy to think that he's only really been at the helm for just about 2 years. It'll be 2 years in February at the Houston primetime. So we have a conversation coming up with Tom Hickman and, diving into everything from, what he's been able to accomplish in those short 2 years to, what he has in store for the future and all that sort of stuff. But just to set things up here with this podcast, we are really aiming to, be the storytellers for Nationwide Marketing Group. And, the focus is going to be on members, vendors, and staff that are all part of this group. But I think it'll be a great service and a great opportunity, really, to kind of dive into the independent channel in general. It's a space that I've had the opportunity to cover for a number of years in this industry and follow the space closely. And, podcasting is a thing that I've enjoyed doing along the way. And you can really learn a lot in talking to someone about, how they operate in this space, in this business, and, really share some great stories that, I think anyone can learn from. Whether you're a vendor learning from a member or vice versa, or even Nationwide Marketing Group learning from vendors and members, what are we doing to serve this industry, and what aren't we doing, maybe more importantly that we should be doing. And you only can find those things out by having those conversations and discovering those stories and learning from one another. So that's the goal here. That's the mission, and we're sticking to it, and look forward to really diving into all of this. And like I said, no better way to tee it up than by talking to the man that has the vision, is setting the vision for, where we want to go with serving our members and vendors. And, without further ado, why don't we just dive into our conversation with Tom Hickman, Chief Member Advocate here at Nationwide Marketing Group. We're here on the first ever Independent Thinking Podcast, and this is Rob Stott, your host for the Independent Thinking Podcast. And what better way to kick things off than by talking with Nationwide's chief member advocate, a guy that I think at this point you've been my going back muse. To what I've done before, muse is one way to put it, maybe, but the guy I've interviewed the most in terms of doing podcasts, and this is a little bit of a different setting. So
sure.
Mr. Tom Hickman, first of all, thank you for taking the time here before we dive into Team Summit here in Houston and chatting with us for this first ever Independent Thinking Podcast.
Thank you for joining the family.
It's one way to put it, right?
Yeah. No. That's the way we look at it. For sure, yeah.
So, starting right there, bring in, without making it sound like I'm sitting here stroking my own ego a little bit too much, but You know, having me join this team, and I, you know, we go back even a couple months earlier, and we got Amy Kroom sitting here, director of communications for Nationwide. You know, this communications team for Nationwide has really been built out kind of quickly. So, you know, what's the, not what, why the emphasis there on communications for Nationwide?
Yeah, it's a great question. So for forever, which, you know, as long as the company's been in business, Nationwide has been this kind of quiet partner that helps serve the independent channel. And we, you know, it's never really about Nationwide. It's always about our retailers and the name that's on their door. But, you know, as we started to realize that over time that we needed to kind of get the word out about what we were doing, it was important. You know, we were running into members and vendors that were going, you know, you guys do so much, and there's so many things that you do that we don't know about. So we looked at that. We looked at this as one way to be able to kind of build that message out, was to be able to have a communications team that told our story externally a little more. And you'll see a lot of ways we'll do that. You'll see a new website launch. You'll see a lot more communication from us and quite frankly, internally, you know. And so we had always had, I think, an incredible brand. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about that brand. And quite frankly, we didn't spend a lot of time standing on a soapbox about the independent retailer. Now, we did have, you know, your platform at DealerScope, which was incredible. But we didn't have the talent that we needed, quite frankly, inside the building to build that out. And so Amy was the first big piece of that, helped us with some brand messaging story earlier a few years ago, and did an incredible job, truly understood what we were trying to do, got us thinking differently about our brand and the way we need to talk about our brand in the market. And then obviously our time with you. So it just seemed like a natural thing for us to do. Amy got here and we knew we needed, we started telling the story. People were responding to it. I mean, you've seen our social presence is heightened unbelievably, the amount of interaction we're getting at Facebook and LinkedIn. And so can't have too much of a good thing. So we convinced you to come to work here, and we're thankful. So
no, you didn't.
Kind of a long answer to a short question, but that was kind of how it all started.
You didn't have to try too hard. I mean, obviously, having covered the space for a while and being at primetime shows and kind of interacting with you guys, it was – the most seamless jump I could ever think of.
But, well, good.
You know, kind of following up on that, though, you know, without asking so much why I'm here, but, you know, what is it that you hope to see us accomplish as we sort of, you know, build out this talking machine for Nationwide and kind of the different channels that we're going out? Obviously, a new podcast, you know, that we're starting here, but, you know, what's it that you hope we accomplish for Nationwide?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing would be, there are so many, you know, my brain initially goes to, you know, our members, right? Because that's what our business is about. And there's so many incredible stories out there that aren't being told, you know, and not just told for the sake of being told and to recognize our members, but for other members to hear what other members are doing to make themselves successful and kind of propagate that story out into the membership and things that are working, things that, you know, innovative things that our retailers are doing. I mean, we're opening stores left and right. Our dealers are thriving right now. There's a bunch of great stuff going on inside our network. And so, you know, we need to talk about those kind of things. And the other thing is that, you know, you open magazines and you work for one, and I think you probably did the best job of everybody. But when you look across the media network, there's everything in the world you could want to read about Amazon, everything in the world you could want to read about Best Buy and Depot and Lowe's. But fact of the matter is that, you know, the independent dealer network has more stores than all those places combined, is responsible for as much, if not more, volume as all that combined, and quite frankly, responsible for a better product mix, a better retail experience, much more innovation. And so I think it needs a voice.
I think
you and Amy are going to do a great job doing that.
We hope so. but kind of, you know, we've spent the first little bit here talking about what you hope for us and building out this communication team and, you know, what our goals are early on here, but I want to kind of flip the tables now and talk about you. I know, you know, when one of the first podcasts we did was around the time when you had just become chief member advocate and assumed a new role for you here at Nationwide. You know, I think that was maybe 2 years ago.
It'd be 2 years in January.
Okay. So when you think about your time...
It's like 25 dog years.
Right. Years. It feels like a long time. But, I mean, it's crazy to see sort of the changes that have already happened. And, mm-hmm. and one of the things I think about is, you know, the transparency and openness, you know, you throwing your number up onto the board mm-hmm. at prime times and just being accessible. And you were always accessible to us, you know, from a DealerScope perspective. But, you know, when you... crazy to think maybe only 2 years in, but when you start to think about a legacy and kind of the impact you want to leave and have, you know, what is it that you kind of think about in that regard and you hope to accomplish, you know, in your time here?
That's a great question. So I think, you know, it's pretty easy for me. You know, I'm of kind of the Teddy Roosevelt school of management. It's like just hire great people and get out of their way kind of thing. And so I joke about, you know, building the perfect brain, but that's really, I think, what we're trying to do. You know, if you look around the business, I think the independent retailer deserves the best network to help them as possible. That's our job. So, you know, I will put our merchant teams and Doug Reedy and Derek Matala up against anybody in the business. I'll put our communications team up against anybody in the business. I'll put our marketing team up against anybody in the business. I think, you know, the way we look at it, our field team is, you know, world class in terms of coming from retail, understanding retail. So I think in its simplest form, you know, I'm here, you know, my job is to build expertise on behalf of the independent retailer, right? So if there's a problem that has to be solved, there is only one, you know, Dev Mukherjee in the world. There is only one Jen Danko and you think of Jim Kane and Jenny Gilbert, and the digital problem is, you know, at retail is significant and it requires expertise and world-class people to solve them. And so I think our independent retailers deserve the best in the business. And so, you know, my job part of my job is to go find those people and bring them into the business. And so if you look at, you know, Lee McDonald, for example, you know, we knew we needed to build a platform for a connected home. And, you know, he was the right person to go get AT&T. And, you know, and you look at YouTube, right? I mean, who's the best person? Who are the best people to tell the independent retailer story? And so we firmly believe that, you know, you and Amy are the best we've come across in the business. So, sometimes that scares our partners because, you know, you end up coming here from our partners, but, you know, our ultimate job is to serve independent retailers, and I believe they deserve the best. And so if anything, I think I would love to be known as people saying, Nick, hey, he put together a hell of a team, you know?
It's a great way of kind of summing it up, and I know that's a lot of, you know, what we're doing for members and clearly a major part of what's going on here. I think mm-hmm. another part, too, that you, not that you skipped over it necessarily, but that you didn't mention was the service side of things.
Sure.
And you know, kind of almost hand in hand, I think, from the time you became chief member advocate, you know, it was around the same time that the No Child Hungry partnership was launched.
They were launched in simultaneously. Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, almost 2 years to the time when that was launched, and mm-hmm. we're coming off just a couple of days after here as we sit here recording this. The 1 millionth meal being packed for No Child Hungry. So, I mean, when you think about that and kind of everything that's been accomplished in the less than 2 years that partnership's been happening and been going on, I mean, what's the reaction to that?
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I didn't really think about it when it was happening, you know, because there was so much else going on. It was really important to us, and I felt a tremendous amount of energy and change around it with our organization. You know, when we got together, I'd seen the power of the network in other parts of the business. Obviously, you know, in vendor meetings where, you know, you're representing a lot of retailers, you know, and in member meetings, you stare out across the faces. But it was the first time that I'd really seen the power of the network to create change for someone other than ourselves, which is it's interesting to watch people when they're doing something for someone else. And so it was the first time that I'd seen the network come together, members, vendors, employees, people. I mean, from, you know, all, you know, there were hotel people that were putting, you know, meals together. So it was incredibly powerful to watch. And then, you know, it just became part of our DNA. I mean, I'm sitting here staring at a table, you know, four tables full of toys. And so I think it's interesting, you know, that every time we come together now, for us, it's just like having a drink at the bar after a meeting, right? We do something for others to give back locally. So, you know, it didn't really hit. The other day I was at ADL mm-hmm. And I ran into someone and they said, wow, you guys packed your millionth meal. And it was Debbie Schaefer from Mrs. G. She was one and she said, I didn't even think that would be possible. And so when people start telling you you're doing things that they don't think are possible, then that's, you know, you start to get a little gravity to it. So I kind of reflected on it coming into here, and We'll spend some time doing some give back here, but it's just, it's humbling, I guess, to say it to, you know, I mean, when the people in No Child Hungry say they've never seen anything like it, and the time that they've seen like it, I've never seen an organization, as small as ours, cause we all a small organization, put this, you know, this kind of effort into something. So it's pretty amazing to watch.
And I know, I mean, you talk about the impact that it can have, not only just on what you're doing for the kids from packing meals for them, but also, you know, then taking that experience and going and delivering those meals,
sure,
whether it's in the local communities. I know you guys have gone to Haiti.
We have.
And plans to go to the Bahamas.
That's right.
As well. So,
that's right.
I mean, it's kind of interesting to see sort of, again, you talk about the change and how you want to sort of change the, not the direction necessarily of Nationwide, but sort of the internal culture and kind of, mm-hmm, what it's done for employees, members, everything. And to see that go hand in hand, I mean, it's kind of surreal almost, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, we've always been a servant leadership company, right, for a long time. And so this is just one more extension of who we're serving, right? So, you know, we're serving our members and we serve our vendors and we serve ourselves and our families. And then to reach outside to people that need help, it doesn't seem that much of a stretch for an organization like ours. You know, I think the other interesting thing, you know, just a little sidebar is it spun off all these other little delightful things that have happened. You know, Amy and you know, Melissa and some of the other team have, and Jen Danko have formed, you know, Women in Nationwide, which, you know, they probably would have done that by themselves. You know what I mean? I think eventually they would have done that. But if not, you know, if not for the culture here of serving others, and they're doing a bunch, they did a bunch to serve some other folks that needed some help at their inaugural event. You think about what other, you know, some others in the organization do on their own time. It's just woven into who we are now. I don't even think we think about it anymore. It just happens, you know?
It's kind of second nature.
Yep.
Every time I would come to an event, you know, obviously now being at them as a part of the team is going to be amazing. But it was always one of the most impactful things, I think, when you walk away from a prime time or any event that, you know, we would have been invited to, and just to see all those people come together and have that kind of.
Well, I could tell you, this was our week of giving. So, I think it was over 36 retailers had their own No Child Hungry event, and I was at one, and teams went. And, you know, if you think about what we've done when we come together, what we could possibly do in those, you know, those 5,500 communities that we serve and all the people that work at those, it's really incredible what we could do and what we're going to try to do, because we will keep trying. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think. It's awesome. And not to just completely change directions, but, you know, I don't know how you put a cap on that kind of a conversation, but clearly something that'll continue. But, you know, one of the big reasons that an organization like Nationwide exists, and we've kind of hit on it throughout, is that, you know, to serve members and, mm-hmm, give them the tools they need to succeed. But when you think about the challenges, I mean, we see a lot day to day in terms of what the independent channel faces. When you think about, you know, what the biggest challenge right now is for independents, what comes to mind, or what do you think of? And, you know, in turn, what are we as an organization doing to help them through that challenge?
Yeah, I still firmly believe that if you gave every one of our independents some truth serum and they asked them what that really kept them up at night, you know, it's getting more customers in their store. I mean, we know, you know, the facts are the facts, right? You know, people are shopping at less locations. They're more educated when they come in. They're doing a lot more research online. We know our close rate is strong. We just have to get the customers in the store. And I don't know any better way to do that than be where that customer is when they first start looking online. Mm-hmm. So we continue to invest heavily in making sure that our dealers are top of mind, top of the funnel when people are looking for product. That's, I still think, the biggest challenge. You know, I mean, it doesn't take it's not a big stretch to think about, you know, something breaks in your house, right? That happens 62,000 times a day. What's the first thing you do when something breaks in your house, right? You reach for your phone, you look for,
yep,
refrigerators near me, or you look for a washing machine near me. And so it's critical that our retailers are as present in that space and in that journey as any big box. And so it's certainly not the only thing we're working on, because there's a bunch, sure, of back end function that needs to be helped, and they still need to buy right. They still need to have trained salespeople. Mm-hmm. They still need to be educated. They still need to have the right programs and marketing retail. But right now, I would say that's clearly the biggest challenge, and it's what, you know, we're spending the most energy on. We're on a multi-year journey here with a bunch, mm-hmm, of our partners to try to drive as many people to the independent channel as we can, because ultimately that's how they're going to stay in business.
Yeah, and I know, obviously, you know, I can go back as recently to New Orleans and seeing the digital services that were, you know, promoted and talked about and just a lot of great things, not even just from strictly a website perspective, but, you know, tying website to the physical world with the things like digital price tags.
And Webfronts Go. I mean, look, the technology roadmap that the teams at Site on Time and RWS have put together are incredibly impressive. You know, I mean, the retail landscape is constantly shifting, which means that we have to constantly shift. And, you know, I don't think there's a better channel to be nimble than the independent channel. We can move faster than big box, but we have to, it's our job to provide them the products and services that they need to be relevant. So, So there's still all the old school buying going on. And there's still all the other stuff going on, aggregate buying and learning and education and all that. But right now, clearly it's, you know, the race for eyeballs on the web is on.
For sure. And I know, I mean, maybe a little bit biased because I have that tech background, but the digital stuff clearly is some of the most exciting, I think, that Nationwide's working on. If, take that out of the picture. Hard to do, and you don't want to do it, but take that out of the picture.
I'll just take all the talented people, right? All the giving, all the digital the transformation, just throw it all out the window.
Put them over here in this one silo for a second. What, in your opinion, outside of that, all of that is sort of the most exciting thing that you're working on right now, that you specifically, not Nationwide as an organization, but you, Mr. Tom Hickman.
I spoke about it earlier. You know, we'll have, you know, we're here at our meeting, and we'll have at least six new faces to the team. You know, the most exciting thing for me is just introducing, you know, people to what we do and bringing them in the company, and then watching what happens when you put really, really talented people together that understand a common purpose and a very noble purpose of serving independent retailers. And then, frankly, just watching, you know, watching the John O'Hallorans and the Lee McDonalds and the Rob Stotts and the Melissa Stensons come into the company and create change is, I mean, I have the best job in the world.
Well, thank you. Sitting here dusting my shoulder.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No,
man.
No, but I mean, it's certainly a lot of fun, and I know that we've got big plans. Looking at Amy, we're shaking our heads. We know what's up. The stuff we plan on doing. So we're gonna have some fun.
I know what I'm doing.
No one's arguing that. So, but last thing I wanna ask you, you know, obviously we're in Houston right now. We're here for Nationwide's Team Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Looking a couple months ahead.
Finding all the good restaurants and bars.
I know, right? We certainly are. A lot to look forward to when we have
and
some more.
And places to learn and buy.
Certainly, you know, doing some groundwork for when we're back here for double the amount of time that we're here this time. But thinking about February 2020 and the 9th through 12th, what do you have to look forward to, and what's sort of sticking out to you right now as far as what's going to be big at prime time?
Well, I mean, you know, we will continue to unleash some new technology, and we'll do some, you know, some great things around digital. I'm actually just really excited to be here. You know, I mean, Houston is a first time city for us, at least as far as I know. It might have been, at least certainly in the last 20 years. But anytime we can get a little bit more central in the country, we tend to draw a little better. It's a great city. You know, it's easy to get to. The weather's been, you know, should be great. It's been okay while we're here. But I think more importantly, you know, we have a world-class convention center, a ton of great hotels, a city that's kind of welcomed us with open arms because we do bring quite a few people. So we've already got, you know, incredible early registration numbers. So we're going to have a really big show. It's just anytime we can go to a new city and see something fresh, we tend to get, you know, that city's best effort. And that doesn't mean, that's nothing against, you know, the New Orleans or the Vegases or the Orlandos of the world. It's just, We like to mix things up. In case you haven't noticed at Nationwide, we try to do things a little different every once in a while. So this will be, I think it'll be really good for us.
Taking me to new locations, and I appreciate that. And if nothing else, I'll maybe get to see a Rockets game in February. So I know they're in town at least one of the nights. So,
I think we're going tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. maybe I'll get on that a little earlier then.
We'll all grow.
No, that's awesome. Well, again, you know, appreciate you taking time to chat with us here at Summit. And appreciate you bringing me into the family, and look forward to seeing what we can accomplish.
All right, man.
All right, and as always, a huge thank you to Tom. And, you know, we said it at the top of the interview that, you know, he's a guy that has really made himself available and accessible. And I mean, no joke, you go to the new website, nationwidegroup.org, and you know, you'll see that his phone number pops up. You get the direct phone number for Mr. Hickman, and you know, can is just a very accessible guy and always, you know, willing to sit down with us and chat with us and kind of paint that picture that he's trying to paint and bring us into that, you know, way of thinking and his way of thinking and, you know, help us understand what he's trying to do and how he's setting everyone else up in this organization to go about their business and serve this industry. So always a great time talking to him. And like I said, you know, at the very top of the podcast, you know, looking forward to diving into so many more of these conversations and hope this first one set it up nicely and that you'll stick with us as we dive into more stories here at Nationwide Marketing Group and for this Independent Thinking podcast. So for now, thank you for taking the time to listen to this one, and we'll catch you next time.